Isaiah, chapter 19. The burden of Egypt. Look, Yahweh rides on a swift cloud, and comes to Egypt, and the idols of Egypt will tremble at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in the midst of it. And I will stir up the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they will fight a man against his brother, and a man against his fellow man, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt will fail in the midst of it, and I will destroy its counsel, and they will seek to the idols, and to the charmers, and to the spiritists, and to the wizards. And I will give over the Egyptians into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king will rule over them, says the Lord, Yahweh of hosts. And the waters will fail from the sea, and the river will be wasted and become dry. And the rivers will become foul, the streams of Egypt will be diminished and dried up, the reeds and flags will wither away. The meadows by the Nile, by the brink of the Nile, and all the sown fields of the Nile, will become dry, be driven away, and be no more. And the fishers will lament, and all those who cast angle into the Nile will mourn, and those who spread nets on the waters will languish. Moreover, those who work in combed flax will be confounded, and the weavers will grow pale. And the weavers will be broken in pieces, all those who work for wages will be grieved in soul. The princes of Zoan are completely foolish, the council of the wisest counselors of Pharaoh has become brutish. How do you say to Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? Where then are your wise men? And let them tell you now if they know what Yahweh of hosts has purposed concerning Egypt. The princes of Zoan have become fools, the princes of Memphis are deceived, they have caused Egypt to go astray, who are the cornerstone of her tribes. Yahweh has mingled a spirit of perverseness in the midst of her, and they have caused Egypt to go astray in every work of her, as a drunk man staggers in his vomit. Neither will there be for Egypt any work, which head or tail, palm branch or rush, may do. In that day the Egyptians will be like women, and they will tremble and fear because of the shaking of the hand of Yahweh of hosts, which he shakes over them. And the land of Judah will become a terror to Egypt, everyone to whom mention is made of it will be afraid, because of the purpose of Yahweh of hosts, which he purposes against it. In that day there will be five cities in the land of Egypt that speak the language of Canaan, and swear to Yahweh of hosts, one will be called the city of the sun. In that day there will be an altar to Yahweh in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at its border to Yahweh. And it will be for a sign and for a witness to Yahweh of hosts in the land of Egypt, for they will cry to Yahweh because of oppressors, and he will send them a savior, and a defender, and he will deliver them. And Yahweh will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know Yahweh in that day, yes, they will worship with sacrifice and oblation, and will vow a vow to Yahweh, and will perform it. And Yahweh will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they will return to Yahweh, and he will be entreated of them, and will heal them. In that day there will be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian will come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day Israel will be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth. For Yahweh of hosts has blessed them, saying, Blessed be Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance.